Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Well, folks, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. Thank you for joining us. We are in season 11, and for this last year, we've decided that the last hour is going to be live music. You know why? This is my show. I can do what I want to do. I really like live music, and I really like these girls. Live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, sponsored this month by CelebrateRecovery.ca, a safe place to work through your hurts, hang-ups, or habits. This week's recording artists are the Tonettes, because it's time to get your Easter on. This trio of singers has been blessed with power, sensitivity, and vocal energy. Individually, Marlene, Moy, and Kathy have decades of experience. I think I emphasized decades a little too much. Sorry.
Yeah, a little too much.
Decades of experience working with live bands, backing tracks, studio sessions. Collectively, they bring a boatload of knowledge and vocal craft and a powerful presentation of the gospel. Ladies, thank you very, very much for joining us on this Easter weekend.
Thank you for having me.
I have gotten to know each of you a little bit. Kath, I don't know you that well.
This is true.
Is it? I think it's better that we just maintain a distance.
What you see is what you get.
Don't you think? Okay, who's more famous?
Wow, Jesus.
Oh my goodness.
Good answer. Nice. Ding, 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 ding.
Seriously. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with Larry, Curly, and Moe. all of you have obviously been singing for, you know, I guess your entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say, this is going to be an awkward white guy moment. The gospel music thing is, you know, way bigger in the black church family than it would be in the white church family. For, you know, and I don't know if I'm saying this right, but what I'm trying to say is I would much rather hear you guys sing than Hillsong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
You just plug into the soul. There is something that comes from whatever that was and wherever it came from, yeah, that when we re-plug into it again, it's soul connects.
It's very true.
Very
true. You can't sing this kind of music without connecting your gut, your soul, your experience, your everything, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You can sing the words that are coming off the page, but unless
you have to feel it on the inside.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Who's the oldest? No, just kidding.
I can tell you it's not me.
That would be
I'm waiting for the next person to say it's not me either.
It's me, and I wear that crown proudly.
Righteously.
I'm the baby in the family. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Where's the baby? Yeah.
Influences growing up along the way. Moy, by the way, did you hear how I said your name? You know, the first number of years we hung out together, I would call you Amoy.
Uh-huh.
And you laughed at me. You didn't even explain it to me. You just laughed in my face.
It is
what are you laughing at?
It is Amoy.
But everyone says Moy.
They shorten it, yeah.
Because it's so long the other way.
Yeah.
Who influenced you?
I say the Clark sisters.
Right.
Yeah. Clark sisters, Tremaine Hawkins. I was born in that era of the Hawkins and the Crouches. And so that was the era that kind of gave me the backbone for the singing. And, yeah, just watching Tremaine and watching Karen.
Did you say Jermaine?
Tremaine. Oh. Tremaine Hawkins, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of the Jacksons.
Yes. Well, I just they saw, would be the Jacksons I just saw, of gospel.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just saw Jermaine on TMZ the other day. Yes, I watched that show. And he said that Michael Jackson wouldn't be Michael Jackson without the Jacksons. Hmm. Believe it or no?
What he's saying is because they had the group, it set up the foundation for him. Mm-hmm. I understand that, but he's got God-given talent, and he surpassed the brothers. It's just,
yeah.
He's now, just trying to give it some
when you say the brothers,
yeah.
You mean his brothers.
I mean his
not
brothers.
The brothers.
No, not the brothers.
Some other brothers, too.
Did you know we all related? We all related.
That's a whole other show.
Marlene, influences for you?
Oh, boy. I suppose I go back even further than Moy. A lot of my influences were really a lot of my family. My grandmother, Kathy and I are cousins, so we grew up with a very rich gospel music influence in our lives. Right. Our grandmother was a black Southern, actually she was a blues singer before she came to life in Christ.
That's right.
And then sang gospel music, and she married a preacher, they had six kids, they all played instruments or sang, so we kind of grew up into that situation. And adapted our own style and sound, I guess, as we came along the way. I did love the Crouches, though, very much. Yeah, I listened to them a lot.
Andre Crouch is who we're talking about.
That's right.
Not Paul Crouch from TBN.
No.
And his wife, whose hair was Jack the Jesus.
Wrong.
That's some big hair,
man. It'd be Andre.
That's some big hair.
He had the big hat. That's what he had.
He did, in the big seats. Kathy?
Yeah.
Kathy, same kind of story for you, or do you have others? Because you can't just say ditto.
We grew up... I was going to. it's the same. My my grandmother was a huge encourager in terms of music, pushing us always sing. We spent hours upon hours just around the piano. As a family, we'd sing. We know a lot of the songs that our family sang. We have a musical family. We used to. Sing together as a family, and then Marlene and I, as we grew up, we joined in as well. So, really, that's been the influence. But as far as others go, Andre Crouch, yeah. Sandra Crouch.
I'm surprised none of you have said Aretha. Come on.
See, Aretha, for me, it was later, because
we weren't allowed to listen to that.
We weren't allowed to listen to
Aretha? No, it wasn't church
music.
No.
You had to sneak into it on the awards show,
it's
you know?
It's true.
Yeah, it wasn't until later that I actually got saturated into that type of music.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although our music has been influenced by that.
Sure.
You know, but it was R&B, rhythm and blues, and gospel is separate.
That's it.
That's right.
But again, even Aretha influenced by the church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? That's her beginning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whitney Houston, the same.
Yeah. Can we do a song, please? Enough rattling on. By the way, is everyone feeling okay? Everyone's feeling good? I saw some ice chips here, and I was just...
Yeah. I'm actually really
warm
in
here. Yeah. You got the lights, cameras.
We know what we're doing here. Jackets be coming off soon,
guys. Yeah, they will.
All right, listen. What song are we doing? Setting it up.
What do you want to do first? Yeah. What Kind of Man Is This?
What Kind of Man? Why not?
Okay.
What is it called?
What Kind of Man Is This?
About you.
Thank you very much.
Dedicated to the Drew Marshall.
Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only, the three and only, Tonettes.
What kind of man is this? He walks like Jesus. What kind of man is this? He talks like Jesus. What kind of man is this? He looks like Jesus.
I said, oh, 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 must be the Lord.
What kind of man is this?
He walks
like Jesus.
Yeah.
What kind of man is this? He talks like Jesus. What kind of man is this?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Jesus.
I said, oh, oh, oh.
Lord, yeah. What kind of man is this?
Feeds me when I get hungry. What kind of man is this?
He's always right there when I feel a little lonely, Lord. What kind of man is this?
Picks me up every time I fall. I said, oh, oh, whenever I fall, it must be the Lord. Whenever I call,
tell me what kind of man is this?
He walks,
he walks like Jesus.
Just tell me what now,
what kind of man is this?
You know he talks,
he talks like Jesus.
Just tell me what now,
what kind of man is this?
He even looks like,
he looks like Jesus.
Oh, I said, oh,
oh, oh, oh, it must be the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Well done, ladies. Well done.
Thank
the
Tonettes
on the Drew Marshall Show. Is this the first time the three of you have been here together?
Yes, together, yeah.
Have you all been? Remember, here we go again. I don't remember if. Marlene, I know you've been here.
Definitely.
Moi, you've been here.
Yeah.
Kathy,
yeah.
No, this is your first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the newbie.
Is it kind of cool to meet me? Kath? Is it?
You're
really
putting me on the spot. Come on.
All the rumors to do.
Too crazy.
It is cool, but we have met.
Oh no, I know we've met. Sorry, I meant in the studio.
It is cool to be here. Yeah.
I was trying to think of the last time I saw you ladies perform. Did you not do the KRT Pink concert?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Right, and Carrie Pomeroli
tore
the house up. That
she was a blast.
Isn't she fun?
Yeah. She was a total event.
Your one and only Hollywood correspondent.
Yes, she is. Yes. Carrie and I have just had a great friendship over the last 10 years, and it was fun to see her perform there. Let's do some name dropping, because that's what we do in the Drew Marshall Show. People that you have performed with, been on the same stage as. You can't say they were on the stage like 4 years before me. They could be on the stage the same night. Any kind of cool people y'all have hung out with over the... Moi?
Yeah. Okay, oh gosh. All right. So.
Wait, should we save you for the end? Marlene?
She's got a pretty long list, Moi.
I know. Yeah, I was just thinking
list.
That.
Yeah. Moi even has a longer list. You know what? My list is kind of in a different genre almost.
Yeah.
More of the what is called Southern gospel music, which really kind of has a country sort of flavor to it. The quartet type of singing.
Yeah.
Some of your listeners might remember the Lefevers and the Stamps.
Wasn't Lefebvre's?
Well, depends. I don't think they were hockey.
That's not Mylon's.
That was Mylon's parents.
Lefevre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I just remember Skip Prokop saying Lefebvre, and you know, Skip Prokop said.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got to listen to Skip.
No.
Skip knows.
Anyway, yeah.
Geez, who else? The Stamps. The Stamps, actually, that used to sing with Elvis, which was pretty cool.
We have sang with them recently.
Yeah. We sang with the Stamps themselves.
Really?
Yeah. Last year, And the Inspirations, Sweet Inspirations. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kath, you were missing from the Elvis night. That's what I just remember.
We've done many Elvis
nights. What was his name?
Michael something, isn't it?
Yeah, at the Meeting House.
Oh, both of us were missing. Amoy was there with a different...
Yeah, you were there with Mike's wife.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, Mike's wife.
Diane
Clemens.
Lady D.
Yes.
That's right.
And your sister.
And my sister.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Sorry, I had a moment there. In the gospel scene, I remember the Parkers. So Shannon and I have had a number of great conversations over the year, and that sucked. I mean, come on. For Warren to be killed, period, but in that way, in that fashion, for her to be on the bus. And, and then the whole legal thing that went down and the old boys covering up stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just a horrible story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know if Shannon's doing anything anymore in the industry or singing or anything?
I actually just, we keep in touch via Facebook. She's living in the U.S. now, but she's not doing a whole lot of singing. She's been asked to do a lot of speaking, which is incredible. She's a fabulous speaker and singer. Just sharing her story and sharing how God took her through that valley experience. She still has an incredible singing voice, and I know when she has the chance to, she'll sing at her home church, but a lot of speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though. And Kathy, what about you? Have you rubbed shoulders with any, I mean, other than me, any
other than Marlene O'Neill and
other than Marlene O'Neill? Yeah. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
That's it.
Yeah. Andrew Marshall.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
No, not an incredible amount.
You seem to be the timid one in the group. Am I? Do I have this right? Oh,
sorry.
No. Wow.
Wrong.
Oh,
very.
This little lamb has a bite?
Oh yes.
Sharp.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Silent rivers.
Right.
Silent oceans.
Yeah, that would be that.
These girls just threw you under the bus. I don't know if you know that.
No,
that
was we love her, sister. We keep
absolutely.
It real and tone it out.
We know who wears what hat.
Have you guys, how long have y'all, I don't know why I'm saying that, been together for as a group?
5 years now.
5 years.
Oh, I thought it was longer than that.
Maybe a little longer
going
than
on
that.
Six.
Maybe
okay.
six. Yeah.
Any
going
fights?
Six.
Not really.
No.
Not anything, you know what I mean? The regular.
Yeah, no, I want to wear this.
Things.
No, I want to wear that
yes,
kind of thing.
Like today right. was an art. We were supposed to be uniformed today, somewhat.
That's
yeah.
perfectly uniformed. I like
great.
It.
We're shiny, anyway.
Thank you.
Shiny.
We're shiny.
We're shiny.
So the top of my head. Moy, name drop.
Name drop. Okay. Celine Dion, Michael Bolton, P. Diddy. Oh, boy. Tom Cochran.
These are people
Michelle
on
Wright.
Your CD?
Oh, would you look at the
I've sang with them.
You've sang with these people?
Yes, sure Olivia Newton-John, Ken Whiteley.
Okay, one of these things is not like the other things.
I know.
Ken Whiteley at the end there.
I know. And that really wild young girl, her father, Billy Ray Cyrus, mm-hmm. when he came in, he was doing his doctor's show, so we were doing some singing for them.
Really?
Yeah.
You're way yeah. cooler than I thought.
Oh, Lord.
She is pretty cool.
Huh?
That's why we hang out with her.
This is insane.
Oh, my.
What are we going to do here, girls?
What do you want to do, Moy?
Amazing? Sure. Amazing.
Oh, really? Update. Will you sing this at my funeral?
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah, sooner than later.
You're gonna,
okay, enough out of you.
You're going to have to book us 6 months in advance, though,
yeah.
so let us know.
Obviously, it's a favorite of many, and
sure
and I've heard you girls do this, and it just wrecks me. So thank you for doing it today.
My pleasure.
Folks, again, live on The Drew Marshall Show, The Tonettes.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Toils and snares I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first
That was such a good song. I don't even want to clap afterwards. My goodness. The Tonettes live on The Drew Marshall Show. By the way, if you are interested in catching the girls performing live, we got to talk about Lou Dogs.
We do.
What's
mm-hmm.
going on?
Yes.
Go ahead, Moy.
Okay, every first Sunday of the month, we're having a gospel brunch down at Lou Dogs. So good Southern cooking and Southern music.
When you say good Southern cooking,
uh-huh.
are we talking KD?
Katie.
Kraft dinner?
We're talking pulled pork.
Yes. Nuh-uh.
Poutine. We're talking barbecued chicken. Mm-hmm. We're talking. Mm-hmm. I have a personal favorite.
And?
That is the pulled pork eggs Benny.
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me?
It's real good.
Wow. My doctor would not want me to eat that.
No, it's true. You can't smell it and get away with it.
No, that's right. Okay,
that's why we're only doing one Sunday a month.
Live Gospel Southern Brunch at Lou Dog's on King, 589 King Street West. From 1 to 4 on the first Sunday of every month.
Yes.
$20 includes the meal?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girls are undercharging.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, it'll get slammed, you'll get busy, and then you can jack up the prices.
Okay? There you go.
That's how you do it.
Judah, do our negotiations.
Okay, so Lou Dog's. I've not been there.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I hope so.
It's like a small version of Montana's almost, with the wood, you know, a wooden
tavern,
bar, wooden,
looking,
a very relaxed, casual feel. When you hit the front door of Lou Dog's, you kind of go down a couple stairs. Mm. There are huge windows, so you can see the street. But, it's a very casual, relaxed. They play a lot of soul music in the restaurant when there's no live performance.
It sounds a bit like, except minus the wood, the way it's set up and their vibe, like B.B. King's down in Manhattan.
Yeah. Very similar.
Okay.
Very similar.
I want to ask Moy about her CD.
Yes. Because long awaited.
Yeah, I read on your website it's coming out in 2011.
You just have to. You have to. Count our Drew. Dig up that dirt.
So I don't want to wreck your surprise or burst your bubble, but it's past 2011.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
A bit of some hiccups along the way. Money. But here we are. God's been good. And it's finally coming out.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited because I've sang on everybody's stuff and, you know, birthed their stuff. And now I'm finally birthing this. And on May 17th, at the House of Praise, 800 Arrow Road, we'll be doing this release. It's called Sister to Sister. It's myself along with Celestine McPherson. We recorded it together. It's kind of a Sister to Sister volume that... Courtney Williams from CLUT put together. And so we'll be releasing it together on that night. Live band. Pastor Richard Brown will be there leading out the worship and emceeing. And
will I be there?
You better be there.
Just
everyone in this room will
I
be
agree.
There.
Better be there.
Yeah.
So a date and time again?
Yeah. Date and time, Saturday, May 17th at 7 o'clock, House of Praise, 800 Arrow Road, just down from the Prayer Palace.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. And everyone knows the Prayer Palace because that's where the aliens landed.
Yes, apparently.
That is a big spaceship church.
Yes, it is.
It's got there's two spaceships on that highway. There's the movie theater in Woodbridge.
Yes.
Right off the 400.
Colosseum?
Whatever it is. Mm. And then there's the Prayer Palace.
Yes, it's lovely.
By the way, when I was in the Prayer Palace one time, it was Canada Day, and they set off fireworks inside the church.
Yes. Uh-huh.
The carpet caught on fire.
No way.
Funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
It was just girls, don't go all weepy on me. It was just a little smudge fire. Come on.
The
okay,
Holy
that's
fire.
Fine.
The
that's
Holy
fine.
Ghost fire.
That's what it was. Yeah, okay. That was fire. That's
right.
What that was.
Fire. All right, next song is?
We're going to do Search Me, Lord.
Yeah.
This, in addition to the first one that we did, similar to the first one we did in that no one knows who wrote it, no one knows who first recorded it. It just kind of happened, came up through the ranks, and different groups and soloists and whatnot have recorded it along the way, and we just kind of tonetified it. So it's very much like the Southern gospel sing and response, you know?
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of this, repeat that, whatnot. So it's a lot of fun. We really love doing this one live with a live band.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
This is the Tonettes, folks.
Yeah. Let's have some church.
It's all right to clap your hands.
While I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. Well, while I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. Yes, while I'm down here living, Lord, search my heart. Well, you know, Lord,
whether I'm right,
you know, Lord,
whether I'm wrong,
you know, Lord,
whether I'm right or wrong.
Lord, search my heart.
Well, while I'm down here praying,
Lord, search my heart.
Then while I'm down here praying, I say,
Lord, search my heart.
Yeah, you know, Lord,
whether I'm
I'm right,
you know, Lord,
whether I'm wrong,
you know, Lord,
whether I'm right or wrong. Hey, help me sing it now
while I'm down here singing.
Lord, search my heart.
Well, while I'm down here singing my song,
Lord, search my heart.
Well, while I'm down here singing,
Lord, search my heart.
Well, you know, Lord, whether I'm right,
you know, Lord,
whether I'm wrong,
you know, Lord,
whether I'm right.
Folks, if anybody has any money that they would like to donate to Joy 1250, we need new microphones now. You just broke three diaphragms. That was fan-freaking-tastic. I just want to apologize because these mics were made by Kmart. And wow. That's some crazy power. Just, I don't know what to say about that.
You know, I have to be honest. I was holding back. I don't know about you guys, but I was holding back because we're in a confined space here, and I don't want to blow out the microphones, but I was kind of holding back vocally.
Well, thank you for holding back vocally. Good night. Aside from Moik, you know, with your CD release coming up, do you girls have any, Marlene, do you have a gig that you would like to let the world know about? CD, keychains?
No keychains, not even any water bottles right now.
Nothing.
No. But my mother and I are doing something very special. My mother's also a singer. Well, as we mentioned.
Excuse me. Your mother was stopped the show at Hughes Room.
Yeah, that would be my mother. Yes.
When Ken Whiteley
brought
her up. Did she not come up on stage
and
sing?
Yeah.
And the place went nuts.
Yeah, a little woman with the big mouth she is. She'd be okay with me saying that.
Okay. Family actually goes back. With Ken Whiteley.
That's right.
Quite a number of years.
Many years.
He actually recorded a song that my mother wrote as well, Spreading the Gospel, many, many years ago. So it's kind of cool
that.
Been
connected for so many years.
Yeah.
That is cool. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just remembered
that. That's okay. So Mom and I are doing a Mother's Day weekend at a church in Burlington.
Whose name you're trying to remember right now.
Whose name I'm trying to remember. It's a Pentecostal church. It's a lovely church. The date is Mother's Day weekend.
Wow!
Yeah.
You're
how's that?
You're good.
Yeah.
She's sharp.
So
folks.
We're doing a Saturday night concert.
Okay.
We're doing a Sunday morning service and then a Sunday afternoon brunch for mothers. So we're going to be sharing a lot of music.
This isn't Compass Point, is it?
No, it isn't. No, it's a smaller church than Compass, I believe.
Okay. Whatever it's called.
Yeah. So it's going to be a really great weekend. We're going to share a little bit too about our grief story. I lost a brother 15 years ago to cancer.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about how God kind of brought us through that valley and really deepened our, not only our walk with God, but deepened our music abilities and our singing capacity and really gave a lot of meaning to songs like, you know, Moving Up to Heaven and Heaven looks sweeter now that you're there. Those kind of
I've used that line.
Songs. I'm sure.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Yes,
is that the line you used?
That's the other one I've used.
The other one.
Yeah. You ready? This is my goal. This is gold. Okay, I'm giving this to you for free.
Okay.
Right? All you folks out there in Radio Land, this is my number one line. You ready? Hey, baby, you sure your parents aren't terrorists? Are you sure? Because, baby, you'd a bomb.
Oh, Lord.
What? That was gold.
Your feet must be tack as you've been running through my mind.
Oh,
yeah.
I think bomb was the line. B-O-M-B.
Cheesy.
Okay, moving along. What are the parts that you sing? How do we describe what you sing? Who goes low? Who's the low
I'm
lady?
The low.
But is that normally your range?
You know what? But we all interchange, though.
Yeah, we all
can do low or high or mid, so we'll cover each other. So if you notice in that last piece, when somebody takes the verse and everyone kind of takes
everybody
else's.
Harmony.
That's right.
But typically, harmony. You're the low one.
Yeah.
Typically,
okay.
Yeah.
This group. Tenor.
Thank
tenor.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The low one. Marlene?
I do some lead, and I do a lot of the soprano stuff, which is also very unusual. When I do solo, I sing alto pretty much, so... And again, we all switch around. We can do all three parts. So if one of us is sick and the other one can't make a note, then we have these little hand gestures that we give each other on stage.
Let's switch
it up.
Yeah. Hand code.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Drew and I use those all the time.
Whole different set of hand code.
Yeah. Different hands.
Yeah. What is the insider language here for you guys? So you really do have a flick thing?
We do,
Switch or whatever. Or if it sounds horrible, we'll just, scrunch the paper.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Well, you weren't supposed to tell that one.
You weren't supposed to tell that one. Now everybody knows.
We are going to watch for this in the future for the Tonettes.
It's true.
Speaking of the future for the Tonettes, what do you want? You just want to sing in small little churches and bless little old ladies?
We have this discussion every time we have a long trip home.
We do, yeah.
Girls, what do we want to do?
Yeah.
All the doors, he's kind of open. He's really directed where we have gotten and where
this
we are.
This was by mistake,
yeah.
Which really wasn't a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
just happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's opened the doors. We didn't plan on being a group. It just happened.
Yeah. We just are.
Yeah.
Will there be a fourth ever?
No.
Oh, we've had many that have tried.
We have subs.
Yes, we have subs. Fourth.
Subs, like the Blind Boys. They have subs.
That's right. Yeah. You don't have to be blind to be in our group, though. Good.
Yeah, just to go to the Blind Boys
you
for a second.
Have sequin.
Okay, I'm in. I'm so in. I had this one sequin thong. It is to die for.
Lord. Great.
The first time I met Clarence from the Blind Boys,
yes.
They sang at the Toronto Jazz Festival or something like that. And was down in Toronto, had a lovely chat with him, had him on the show. And stayed at the, I've told this story before, stayed at the Sheraton, went to check out the next day, and they said, no, your room's been taken care of.
Oh, my God.
I said, excuse me, what do you mean? He said, well, they don't really want, you to know. And I said, well, who paid for my,
right.
They kind of looked over, and the guys were all over there in a group.
Oh.
And I went, you're kidding me.
Oh, my
They're
goodness.
Blind. This was a mistake.
Right.
So they paid for my hotel room.
Oh.
Which is just, I don't get that. Anyway,
right.
Crazy nice. And then since then, become... acquaintances with Ricky McKinney, their drummer and producer, and so. But these guys, when they perform, man, did they? I mean, they just bring it.
Yeah.
Is it Jimmy? He's got that sustain,
yes,
the 80-second sustain.
Oh yeah.
And he's like 80 himself.
Right. Yeah. Incredible. Fantastic.
They performed at the Rose Theater just a little while ago. Man, what a great night that was. Right, Timmy, you came to that with me as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, girls, what a blast to have y'all.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure to be here.
What song are we going down on? And is it a cappella or does Tim need a track?
Acapella. It's a cappella.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are we doing with this?
An oldie. An oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He touched me.
Yeah.
Written by a guy named Gaither. I'm sure you've never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Right. Yeah.
Only had him on the show once.
Right. There you go.
Had to talk about his hair.
Right.
Oh,
of course,
no.
Like everyone does. He's written some incredible songs.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you just make a hair joke?
He touched me.
Did you touch it? His hair.
Oh, hair. Yeah, okay, I thought you were talking about me being bald. Okay.
Right,
folks, the Tonettes, please rescue this segment. Thank you, girls.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Touch me and me. Oh, he touched me. He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something
wonderful
happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something
wonderful
happened, and now I know he touched me and made, he touched me and made, he touched me and made me.
Happy Easter. What a perfect way to end our Easter special.